State Senator Kathleen Vinehout announced this week she will run for governor in the 2018 election. She joins a handful of other Democrats who also want to vie for a chance to unseat Governor Scott Walker. Walker is expected to announce his candidacy in the near future now that the state budget has been signed. He hinted the formal announcement could come in early November. We are going to discuss the race and the issues in the race with a political analyst this hour and give you an opportunity to weigh in on your favorite candidate so far. We have put up a straw poll online and we'll invite you to participate in that as well as on air with your questions. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I am joined by Kate Archer-Kent as we are asking for your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support is an essential piece of the funding for all of the programs you enjoy on WPR. This drive is your time to take action. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joy. And our goal is 10 pledges this hour. We want to get things rolling here on this Thursday morning. Great time to give because we're celebrating our first 100 years of broadcasting. And your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It gets us one step closer to meeting our goal, and it means a strong start to funding the programs you count on for the next 100 years.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality. And I can say that the morning show will be a high-quality show once I retire at the end of the week. Kate, if you haven't heard, is going to be the interim host of the morning show starting on Monday.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And she's going to do a great job, and our producers are going to be producing great shows.
And big shoes to fill.
Well, you will do, I know, wonderfully. And you will have a lot
Thanks.
Of a great support, and including from great listeners who will ask questions.
Awesome listeners.
That you may not have even thought of. So, do support us with your listening, support us with your calls, and support us with your contributions, because listener donations make up the single piece of our budget, and that quality that you hear is possible because of you.
Your contribution makes this program possible, plain and simple, and so many other programs as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our monthly giving program is becoming more popular. In fact, we have more than 22,000 sustainers, and that number is growing every day.
That is awesome. Give it a try. We think you'll like it. Set up a monthly amount to come from your bank account or your credit card. It's easy to get started with a gift of $10 a month or whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, you can get headlines and sound bites all over the place, but where do you go for in-depth discussion?
That would be the Ideas Network, of course. Here, you don't just get a 20-second clip or a few minutes of back and forth. You get plenty of time to develop ideas and ask questions, often going to the source of whatever issue is at hand. WPR is a great source of in-depth information. Your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes it possible.
We know a lot of people listen to WPR during commuting time and while running errands. That's why we're offering the new WPR Travel Mug as a thank you gift this drive. Your favorite beverage will stay hot or cold as you go to work or drive around town. On top of all the practical uses, the Travel Mug also shows off your WPR and Wisconsin pride. Ask for your Travel Mug when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the perfect amount.
Joy, as you know, the day is yet young. Make a difference before you even leave the house. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
You know, we will get to our discussion in just a moment about the race for governor, but this is your place to be for all election-related discussions. Every election year, we are talking about the issues. We are talking about and with the candidates. We will, Kate, you will be inviting in all of the candidates who are running for governor and other elected positions to talk with listeners. So you can hear from all ballot status candidates and make up your own mind on who you want to vote for. This is what we do on the Ideas Network, and we do it with your help at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Kate. We will talk to you in just a bit. All right, well, let's get on with it. Let's welcome our guest. Joe Heim is with us, a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. And let me add my best wishes for your retirement as well. It's I think a lot of your friends who are out there are going to miss you.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. And I really do want to thank you for, over the years, joining us actually quite a bit of time. I was going to say from time to time. And we ask you regularly to join us to talk about especially state issues and state races. And we appreciate sharing your analysis and expertise with our listeners.
Well, I appreciate your kind sentiments.
And wait a minute.
It's been a pleasure.
I said, Professor, are you emeritus now?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought.
Although I'm still about a quarter time at UW-La Crosse.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, I'll get some retirement tips from you later. So we wanted to do something on the race for governor because, in part, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout is the latest Democrat to announce that she plans to run for Wisconsin governor next year. What is your reaction to Kathleen Vinehout as a candidate?
Well, it's I see some, like all candidates, there's some advantages and disadvantages. Each have certain liabilities as well as some advantages. None has, in my opinion, none of the candidates that have announced so far have a clear advantage over the rest. Some might be have a little bit of an advantage. Her advantage, for example, is that she's from outstate. And in recent years, it appears as if that the outstate areas have tended to decide elections in Wisconsin. So, and she's has experience. She did run for governor once before, although frankly not very well. I think it was 2012 in the recall election. And she's a state senator, so she knows state issues pretty well. So, I'll say she's an advantage because she is a woman too, in this state.
Yeah, she didn't she drop out of a race because she had an auto accident?
Yes, she ran in the recall in 2012, and I think came in a relatively poor third with about 4 or 5% of the vote. And then I think it was about 2 years later, the general election, she had an auto accident, and she was planning to run then and sort of pulled out because of that. Mm-hmm. And now she's back. So she's got some experience here.
Yeah, so she is from Alma. I say Alma, but I think that's wrong. And there is another Democratic candidate, Dana Walks, who is from Eau Claire. I think that's even, you know, it's the same, might even be the same Senate district.
It is.
Do they have an advantage over the others who are running who may be in Madison or Milwaukee because they are not from Madison or Milwaukee?
It's kind of a question of primary versus general election, Joy. I see two candidates running from Western Wisconsin versus Milwaukee and Madison Democrats as a disadvantage in the primary. But if either of them get through the primary, then I think it becomes more an advantage for the general election. On balance, however, it's a question of whether if they split the Western Wisconsin vote in that district, and frankly, just in terms of general numbers, Democratic votes from Madison and Milwaukee tend to overcome the Western Wisconsin vote. So splitting the vote in any way is a major disadvantage to both of them.
Yeah.
So we have State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, and we have State Representative Dana Walks in the race. Tony Evers, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, announced recently as well. Advantages, disadvantages for DPI Superintendent Evers?
Well, his advantage is that he's run statewide races before. He's raised money. He knows how to do that. He understands state issues. So his if there's anybody that's a little bit ahead of everybody else, I would expect he would be a little bit ahead. But I don't see any type of a lead being insurmountable. Mm-hmm. Disadvantages, I'd have to say he lacks charisma. He's a good speaker, but not great speaker. And I think, comparing him to Governor Walker, I'm not sure that, at least in terms of debate skills and things, he would come out ahead. So he's got advantages as well as disadvantages. But his advantages actually are a little bit better than the rest of the candidates at this point.
Yeah, so earlier this month, too, Mike McCabe, who was formerly with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and now runs an organization that he founded called Blue Jeans Nation, he announced as a Democrat, even though some were wondering if he'd run as an independent because he claims an independent streak. Talk a little bit about Mike McCabe's position in this race.
Well, his advantages, he's a good speaker, he knows issues, he's always had a relatively clean image. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign is kind of opposed to, campaign finance spending. It's kind of the clean government side. And frankly, in this day and age, I see that as a real advantage. Disadvantage, as you already said, he's kind of a newcomer to the Democratic side. And frankly, one of the disadvantages may be money. He's talked about raising no more than $100 per campaign contribution, no more than $1,000 per person when the totals are substantially higher than that. And I just don't know how you compete with a governor that can raise $20 to $30 million. I see that as a major disadvantage. In this day and age, money does count.
Yeah. One of the first candidates to announce his intention to run for governor is Andy Gronick, a businessman from Milwaukee. How's that, that businessman title going to work for him?
Normally, I'd say that would be an advantage. In this day and age, it seems like people are beginning to look for outsiders more, drain the swamp issues and stuff like that. So an outsider sometimes has some distinct advantages and doesn't look like the rest. The disadvantage, he doesn't have the experience running statewide. He has been more or less running for, I would say, almost 2 years. He's been laying the groundwork. I thought initially that he might have enough money to self-finance his campaign, but apparently that's not the case. And he has some business background which has caused some problems. He's gotten some difficulties business-wise, and I won't get into the details of that. But obviously, when you do opposition research, you run into stuff that you can use. He's 60 years old, so that's a relative advantage, basically. But whether a newcomer can compete against incumbents, people that have the experience to run, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, there are other Democrats, and for that matter, there are third-party candidates, and there actually is another Republican who is claiming that he may run to challenge Scott Walker, presuming Scott Walker runs. There are 20 registered candidates who have registered to say that they may run for Wisconsin governor. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, is that unusual that we'd have 20 candidates on the list?
Oh, yeah. The Democrats were criticized this spring for not having any opponent to an incumbent state Supreme Court justice, and now you've got almost the reverse of that. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Republican nomination when I think there were 18 people running for the presidency last year. So, I mean, you had this huge crowd. Usually that's an indication that, kind of like honey and bees, there's an attraction here. There's a perception that there's a weakness here that you can go after a governor. This might be a good year. A lot of different advantages to, 2018 is supposed to be a Democratic year after 2 years of the White House in the hands of the Republican Party. So you've got, instead of having virtually no one, if you look back just 4 years, Mary Burke, I think, was pretty much the only candidate running. Mm-hmm. The Democratic primary, and now you've got this huge crowd. there's advantages and disadvantages to that. The fact that there are so many running is an indication that, that a lot of them think this is a shot at it. This is their one shot to run for governor, and they see weakness on the side of the Republicans. But on the other hand, when you have so many people running, where do you find your niche? You know, what niche can you come out ahead on? That makes it a little more difficult, frankly. How do you differentiate yourself from the rest? How do you raise money when so many people are running? So I'd have to say, at some point, when you've got this kind of number, if you get up into the double teens, I'm not sure that's an advantage overall. And usually, when that many people are running, things tend to get a little bit nasty. So whoever comes out of the primary could be a damaged person, basically.
We will talk more about the race for Wisconsin governor in our next segment, and we'll talk some about Governor Scott Walker. We are assuming he is running for a third term. He has not announced it yet, though he is hinting that that announcement could come in early November. We'll talk about the strategy of that and whether Governor Walker is vulnerable in any way with our guest, Joe Heim, an emeritus professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. We have, by the way, put all of the candidates together on an online poll, and we are asking you who you prefer. Who do you want to be Wisconsin's next governor? Go ahead and vote in this straw poll online, which you can find at WPR.org/joy. And we have also posted it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, which will be retiring when I retire, by the way. So you will also see and find, and I hope like, the Ideas Network Facebook page. You can also call us on air, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer Kent, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations, and WPR counts on you to keep the discussions on the air. So give now with your pledge of financial support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 13 more pledges this hour, and we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, but we know that you're there. We know you listen. We know you care. So please make your pledge. Your support keeps WPR's Ideas Network strong. It helps pay for the programs you love. So make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Michael from East Troy, who says, I have listened to WPR for a quarter of its 100-year existence. It's the best public radio network in the country. I listen all day when I'm able. Now more than ever, the unbiased, intelligent information WPR provides is needed for our endangered democracy. Thank you for all you do. Thank you so much, Michael, for your pledge. And we can do it because of your support. We can do it because we have great producers, and we can do it because we book great guests to talk with you about these issues affecting democracy. We will, by the way, we're talking about the governor's race in 2018 during this hour. In our next hour, we're going to be talking with Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman and Democratic Congressman Mark Pope. Can we give you a line directly to your elected representatives? I hope that's worth a pledge to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And even though Joy's retiring, the 6 a.m. conversations you love will still be here. So make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college and can finally afford to give. Or people who have turned 30 and realized, well, I'm grown up now, it's time to give to WPR.
Well, giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. And we absolutely encourage it. You decide the amount. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month, and then go to WPR.org or call 888 888- 202-252.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent asking for your support of WPR during our fall membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. You decide, and every pledge is needed and appreciated.
And find out if your employer will match your donation. Pledge right now and then check with your human resources department.
Even retired employees sometimes qualify for employer matches. I'll have to check
You'll
that out.
You'll have to check into that.
Yeah. And you can pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And then find out if you can get your pledge doubled by your employer.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Well, thank you so much. We'll gladly accept your extra gift, by the way, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll help make this drive successful and you'll support the programs you enjoy every day.
Still looking for 13 more pledges to reach our goal this hour. Thanks to Stephen from St. Charles, Illinois, who says, we've enjoyed Joy's unique voice of moderation through all her years with us. That's nice. Recent retirees will miss the continuity she gave our daily schedules. Thank you for getting up so early for us. That makes me laugh because I do get up early, and that is something I'm looking forward to. I'm going to miss a whole bunch of things about doing this job, but that's not one of them. And I think I'm still going to get up early, but I'm not going to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning early. And I'm sure, Kate, you won't either. It just happened to be the routine that I got into.
That would be a Joy quirk.
But we will continue these discussions, and Kate Archer-Kent will host them, and producers Keely Bultina and Asia Ellison and Bill Martins and executive producer Michelle Johnson will make sure that they are produced the best they can be, and the show will go on, and it will be as strong as ever. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you in our next segment. Let's get back to our discussion about the Wisconsin race for governor, which we have a growing list now of candidates who say they want to run in the race. State Senator Kathleen Vinehout is the latest Democratic candidate to announce that she is throwing her hat into the ring. Governor Walker is hinting, apparently, that that he will make his formal announcement for his bid for another term in November, early November. We'll talk with our guest a little bit about whether or not Governor Walker is vulnerable in any way during this segment, and we'll welcome your thoughts and questions about the race for governor. Joe Heim is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And remember, you can weigh in on your own straw poll here. You can weigh in on air. Who would you vote for if the election were today? Which candidate are you favoring at this point? And go ahead and vote in our online poll as well. You'll find every candidate listed on there that has registered to run for governor, and you can weigh in an early check-in on the race for governor. So, Joe, what about Governor Walker? Why do you suppose he's not announcing from the rooftops right now? Why wait until early November?
Well, I think he promised early on that he was going to wait for the budget to get passed, and I think we all know it took a few more extra months to, mm-hmm. to get that all done, and I think he wanted that out of the way so that the running would be clear and people would be focusing on him and running rather than the state budget issues and the controversies that occurred as a result of that. obviously nobody expected it to last this long. And it's in some respects, that's a negative. It delayed his getting into the race. I think everybody knows he's running. I mean, this is probably one of the worst-kept secrets in the state. Mm-hmm. But all in all, it puts him – it doesn't really give him a negative start in a sense, because he's been raising money for quite some time. But I think in general, the reason so many people are thinking of running, just two things very quickly. One is that 2018 is supposed to be a more Democratic year. Maybe secondarily, if it's a national level, a two-term president could not pass on the White House to a successor. You might think that the same thing might occur. In the state of Wisconsin, I think we've only had one governor that's ever gotten past two terms. That was Tommy Thompson. So after two terms, sometimes there's a certain number of people that say, you know, it's time for change. Let's give the other party a shot at it. So the two-term issue, I think, may come as one of the issues that people are going to at least be weighing.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, throw in another thing, the polling. His polls, while have been improving, he's still below 50% in the Marquette Law School poll, and that usually implies that you're vulnerable.
Oh, yeah. One of the... first ads of the campaign was issued recently by a state superintendent of public instruction, Tony Evers, and part of that ad was taking a swipe at the Foxconn incentives package that $3 billion the state is going to give Foxconn to build this facility in southeastern Wisconsin. Do you see that as being a central or a key issue in the campaign?
Yes, it certainly has come out that way. I think it's pretty clear, however, the Republicans and Governor Walker think that's an advantage. And if I had to guess, I would say I think it isn't an advantage. And part of the reason people criticize the governor is he's not come up with enough jobs in the state. Unemployment is low, but basically his original promise of 250,000 jobs has come back to haunt him. So this is kind of a way of negating that to some degree. The negative parts of the Foxconn, I think we know the details fairly well right now, but the money is front-loaded and the benefits are back-loaded. In other words, probably by the time the election comes around, we're not going to know exactly whether this is working or not, and that makes it an uncertainty. So on balance, it's a hope that we're going to end up with 3,000 to 12,000 jobs, and the governor's going to run on that, frankly. So you can attack it and you can criticize it, but it's kind of a little bit of an inside politics thing. You know, is this really a bad deal for the state? Wisconsin has never been particularly good at competing with the rest of the 49 other states for this type of a business. So this is kind of a new game for us.
Well, we have when Walker enters the race, he apparently will have a challenger. This was news to me. Ryan Kaysen is registered to run for governor and declared as a Republican candidate. Kaysen says abortion is the single most important issue facing the state. Do you know much about this candidate and how this why we have a primary challenger for Governor Walker?
It's I've got a printout from State Public Elections, and this Ryan Kaysen from Solon Springs, which I believe is pretty far up north. Mm-hmm. He's obviously Republican. I'm not sure why he's running. I mean, this is one of those issues where I don't think there's any question that the governor is going to get re-nominated, certainly. Ryan declared on 12/23/16, so he's been in the race actually a long time, and yet nobody knows anything about him. So I would guess what this is a token candidate, perhaps, that certainly is not going to be able to compete with the governor for raising money. But what it will do is have the potential for embarrassing the governor in a race. Either if he comes out with 95% of the vote for the governor, 5%, then you'd say, well, that's an indication the governor is strong. But if he picks up 20 to 30%, that's an indication that, I'm talking about the challenger, that would be an indication that some of the Republicans that would vote in the primary are not particularly happy with the governor. So we'll kind of see how that goes. But it's really just a name on a ballot. I think I just don't see this as a serious challenger against the governor.
Yeah.
And I doubt very much if anybody else is going to get into the race.
Yeah. And Governor Walker has not been particularly wishy-washy when it comes to the issue of abortion. He's a strong pro-life candidate, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that that is one of his top two or three issues, but yes, he's he's as far as Republicans and people that oppose abortion, he's on the right side of that and has been for a long time.
Let's take a call from Dan in Drummond. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, Dan.
One of the things I wanted to ask was, and since the guy from Solar Springs is a Republican, are there any Democrats from way where I live that are running for going to get into the race?
Well, how far are you, Dan, from Alma?
Well, the line that I would take for the north would be from Hayward on up.
So from way up north. Why is that important to you, Dan?
Because right now in this little town, we really do not have any businesses at all. They talk about Foxconn and all that and spending $30 billion or whatever, and we have yet to see any kind of money sent up here for the necessities like roads and things like this. I mean, if you were to take a ride from Ashland, Wisconsin, up to Iron River, Wisconsin, that whole stretch is rough roads, bumps and all that. I don't think that's been worked on for over 25 years.
Yeah. So Dan wants to know if there's a candidate running that's from way up north. I'm not sure there is, Joe.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think that Dana Walks is probably the candidate. I think he's from Eau Claire.
He's from Eau Claire.
Probably as far north as you get in the campaigns. If you look at history, Joy, you realize that I remember a history book years ago said that almost all the candidates or most of the candidates that are successfully running for governor are somewhere in the triangle between Green Bay, Milwaukee area, southeastern Wisconsin, and Madison. Now, that's not necessarily absolute, but that's generally where they come from, and of course the reason is obvious, that's where the voters are. The northern area of Wisconsin and rural in general has reflected the last couple of elections of mm-hmm. general rural dissatisfaction with the way things are going. But this has been building up for years. We have seen a general trend of people moving from the northern part of the state of Wisconsin to the south, from the rural areas to the urban areas, for very obvious reasons. But those that are left behind, I think, are relatively dissatisfied with government. I think this has been reflected in a number of things. Essentially, Governor Walker's tapped into it very well in his elections, and President Trump did very well in last November in the same kind of a scenario. If you had to pick out one reason why Trump carried the state, it's because he carried the rural areas so handily, areas that oftentimes in the past had voted Democratic kind of switched in that election. So there's reasons why candidates don't come from the far north, frankly, and unfortunately it has to do with population and just where the economy is in the state.
We're talking with Joe Heim, a professor emeritus of political science at UW-La Crosse, about the race for governor in Wisconsin in 2018. Governor Scott Walker is expected to run for another term. He is hinting that he may make that formal announcement in early November. Another Democratic candidate has entered the race. State Senator Kathleen Vinehout announced on Monday that she's in. She joins some other Democrats who have announced their intentions to run, including DPI Superintendent Tony Evers, author and activist Mike McCabe, State Representative Dana Walks, and others. There are many others who are registered to run. Who do you favor? Who do you prefer at this point? If the election were today, who would get your vote and why? Whether it's a Democratic candidate or a Republican candidate or maybe even a third-party candidate? Or is there someone who has not yet formally entered the race that you are hoping will enter the race? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And be sure to vote in our online straw poll. You'll find it posted online, including the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Who should be Wisconsin's next governor? Vote in that, and we'll share the results at the end of the hour. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Kate Archer-Kent now, and we'll take the next couple of minutes to update you on our fall membership drive. We count on you to support programs like this one to keep topics like the race for governor and politics in general. Keep those types of topics on the air. Give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Bit of a sleepy morning out there, Joy. We're still looking for those 13 pledges this hour. Please don't disappoint. Get your pledge in, your gift right now. So important. Support the programs you rely on every single day.
Thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's right. Take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, great conversation, and entertainment. 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are critical in supporting that connection for you and others across the state.
Keep our connection strong to you and all WPR listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When our founders started WPR 100 years ago, they could not imagine where we would be today, that we would have nearly 500,000 listeners a week, and that we would be broadcasting 24 hours a day of programming, that we would have a comprehensive website at WPR.org, and that we would have tens of thousands of hours of shows available on demand.
And today we can't imagine where we'll be 100 years from now. But we know that, just as our founders did 100 years ago, we're creating an amazing future. You make that future happen when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Sam from Madison, and my husband and I are sustainers of WPR. Wisconsin Public Radio is really my main source for global news and community news. My husband and I like being sustainers because I don't have to think about the contribution that I write out. It's automatic. And when I hear appeals on the radio, I already feel good, like, yes, I made my donation and I'm making it monthly, so I don't have to think about it. I think it's critical that my husband and I support Wisconsin Public Radio and the programming that they broadcast. We really are lucky to live in this community, and I only want to make it stronger. So I hope you'll join me in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio as a sustaining member.
And you can do that by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Kate Archer-Kent, and we're asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 a month or $20 a month will really help, and you get to decide how much to contribute.
A gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a gift to your entire community. You enjoy this radio station, that's a given, and so do many others.
So make your pledge now for yourself and for the entire community, for the entire state of Wisconsin for that matter, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Joy, we're still looking for a dozen pledges here in the next 12 minutes. That is our hourly goal. We need these hourly goals, and we need to make these hourly goals. I know you've got more than 12 people out there listening. 2017 marks 100 years of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners, you make this all possible. Your gift today ensures a bright future for the programs you rely on every day. So make your birthday gift to WPR, this centennial gift, right now at WPR.org or 888- 202-2552. And don't forget, when you give, you're also entered into the drawing for the Centennial Celebration Package.
Yeah, that Centennial Celebration Package is a pretty big deal. You get to come down to our big birthday bash in mid-October and see Ari Shapiro and a bunch of other luminaries. And
yeah.
And hey, you'll never know who you might find at one of those receptions. I think you might see a retired radio host at one of those receptions as well. You prodded a couple of more people to pledge there, Kate, as we are now looking for 10 pledges to make our goal. Thanks to Judith and Bruce from Duluth, Minnesota. We listen every day to WPR, and we value the service. Thank you. You can join them with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about the race for governor in Wisconsin. State Senator Kathleen Vinehout is the latest Democrat to announce that she wants to be Wisconsin's next governor. But 20 people are registered for the race, and more are making official public announcements. We're talking with our guest political scientist, who is analyzing the growing list of candidates for 2018, talking some about their strengths and weaknesses. And we're welcoming your votes. I'm a little bit surprised. Normally, when we do a straw poll type on-air thing, the lines are full. So we have a line for you. If you would like to tell us who you prefer for governor right now, is it one of the announced Democratic candidates? Maybe it is Kathleen Vinehout. Maybe it's Tony Evers. Maybe it's Dana Walks. Maybe it's Mike McCabe. Maybe it's Bob Harlow. Maybe it's someone you're hoping will enter the race. Governor Scott Walker is expected to announce his intention to run for re-election. Are you a strong supporter of Scott Walker? Are you planning on voting for him? Or would you be interested in his primary challenger, Ryan Kasin? We talked a little bit about him in our last segment. So, who would get your vote for governor and why? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also vote in our online poll, which we have on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. It's also on the Ideas Network Facebook page. So we are talking with Joe Heim, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. We have a number of people on Facebook who have weighed in. We have Jeff and Brenda each say Mike McCabe has their support. There is some support for Andy Gronick on our Facebook page as well. We do have others who say they fully support Scott Walker. But then we have a bunch who just said anyone but Walker. Does that surprise you, Joe?
No, not really. I think it's pretty clear that people, it's kind of almost love-hate. Either you like Governor Walker a lot or you don't like him a lot. You know, he's a known commodity, and he's been a very divisive governor. And the result of that is I think a lot of people have already formed their opinions on him one way or the other.
Yeah, you said that you almost slipped into president. Do you think he wants to run for president again? Is that the fact that he did run for president a plus or a minus?
I think he's holding out that option. I obviously, his last campaign didn't go particularly well, but you learn from your experiences. And at that time, I thought he was a viable candidate, but when you had so many people running, it was a disadvantage to him, frankly. But I think he's holding out the option to do that. You know, he's basically wants to run on a general position. He's never raised taxes, and he sticks to that position basically pretty strongly. In the last budget, for example, I think you'd have to identify him as one of the winners of it. So, you know, all in all, you know, he's got some major advantages, but as we said before, some disadvantages as well.
Jesse on Facebook says, I support anyone not campaigning as not Walker. Walker wins elections about Walker. We need real people, not just counterpoints. Tell me what you are for. Make the election not about Walker, but about doing the right thing for Wisconsin. So is that something Democratic candidates ought to be doing if they're running for governor?
Well, I think they have to have an image for the future. That's a clear thing. You could run against Governor Walker and his record, and maybe to some degree this election is going to be a referendum on his record. But all in all, I think the focus is going to be on the future. But in this particular case, I think the voters are not really engaged to any great degree at this point. The national politics and the presidency just has dominated discussion, frankly. If you anywhere you talk, you're going to find out people are talking about national issues. What President Trump has shown, however, is that a new, inexperienced person running for office is not necessarily working out really well at this point. You can look for real people, but by the time the election comes around, people may be saying, well, we've tried that. We better stick with people that have some experience.
Interesting, because Paul on Facebook says, I don't know who has really made their case yet. Gronick has been working hard and saying the right things, but his lack of government history makes me nervous watching Trump. So there's someone who's not sure we should elect somebody primarily with just business experience as governor.
Well, I think that's going to be in the back of a lot of voters as to whether you really want somebody with more experience, because I think Donald Trump has shown that experience does count, frankly. So it's kind of one of those issues. We've tried that, done that, and we're not going to do it again. There's a reason why almost all politicians at the state level in Wisconsin have been politicians, not business people. Andy Gronick, that could be an advantage to him because he's an outsider. But frankly, people might say he doesn't have the experience to really run the state. We'll see.
Let me now, we of course, because I prodded people a little bit, we have full lines. Aaron in Peshtigo is with us. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Kathleen.
It's Joy, Aaron, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joy. I just wanted to put my support for Kathleen Vinehout. And I think she is a dairy farmer from Western Wisconsin. It's an underrepresented part of the state. I think she would probably get a lot of support from people that were on the fence and swung for Trump, but are not satisfied with politicians from the Milwaukee-Madison area. So I think she has the potential to draw a lot of voters to her that otherwise might swing Republican.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. And I understand I get confused with the already retired Kathleen Dunn, but you might have had Kathleen Vinehout on your mind as well. So Vinehout represents rural Wisconsin, and Aaron thinks that's an advantage, Joe.
I agree. I think it is an advantage. If you look back at the Democratic nominees the last few elections against Walker, Milwaukee and Madison has not proven to be an ideal place for a candidate to come from. Kathleen Vinehout, former dairy farmer, I should say former, she actually still has a farm. She was quoted as saying if she doesn't win this election, she'll just go back to dairy farming. She was a former professor. Her specialty area is healthcare. The real questions about her, in addition to whether or not she can get through a primary, is whether she can organize a statewide race and whether she can raise sufficient money in order to compete successfully. So there's some real questions there, frankly. But she does have experience as a state senator. She knows the issues. It's one of those things. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I want to. Joelle in Oshkosh is intrigued by Evers. Mary in Pewaukee is probably going to vote for Mike McCabe. We just are running out of time, so I can't put more calls on the air. Mark called in and says that that I should run and that Mark would vote for me.
Go.
I'm not going to run for office, but thank you very much, Mark. Joe Heim, thank you so much for being with us, and I'm sure that you will continue to join Kate Archer Kent on the morning show in the future. Thank you very much.
Joy, it's been my pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Joe Heim, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. And Kate Archer Kent is with me now. And we are
closing in. We are closing in on that goal this hour. Need five more pledges in the next couple minutes. I have faith you can do it. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes a difference.
Yeah, and do it because you enjoy hearing a political analysis and talk about issues affecting the state of Wisconsin and the nation with great guests like Joe Heim and others. I promised that I was going to release the results of our online poll at the end of the hour. So this is where we are so far. Kathleen Vinehout is leading in that straw poll with 44% of those who voted online, followed by Mike McCabe, followed with 18%, Evers with 15%. Walks with 12%. I'm going to just kind of leave it there, and you can go and vote if you haven't yet.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is always a winner with information.
That's right. And make your pledge, too, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.